This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. We have a chance to talk about something. We've been telling, I think, some really important stories about people in the last recent weeks and months here on the program when we get the chance. And one of those chances comes to us today with this month being Spina Bifida Awareness Month. There is a Carl Sandburg College student that has that, but who is very vocal on campus and is trying to raise some money to make life even better for him as well with that. So we're going to tell you about that story tonight, and I'm going to start with the man himself, and we'll work at least another person into this as well. He is Mike Martinez, who's a student at Sandburg. Welcome. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Give me first, for those who may not know, explain what spina bifida is, and if you could also, too, tell me how long you've had it.
I've had it since birth.
Okay.
It's a birth defect.
Yeah, okay.
And what it is basically when you're born, there's a hole in your spine, and depending on where that hole is will determine your severity of it. So some will, you know, be in a wheelchair, some will be able to walk perfectly fine, or some will be on crutches, but it's basically just a hole in your spine when you're born.
You're in a wheelchair now. Are you do you have to stay in that wheelchair, or are you able to move at all, or walk if needed, or how does
I am
that
able
work?
To walk with the assistance of leg braces and a walker, but for the most part, I am confined to the wheelchair.
I was going to say, it's probably, as you kind of alluded to, maybe more difficult for some more so than others when it comes to trying to use some of those motor skills, right?
Yes.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long, obviously you've had it since birth, but at what point did you really realize that this was something that was impacting you for the rest of your life? I guess at what point did you really kind of have an understanding of what was going on here?
Probably when I was younger, yeah. With having to, you know, getting out of my own chair and having to transfer myself and pack up the chair to go certain places and realizing how much of a struggle it really was. I mean, now it's just a reflection to me because I'm so used to it. But, you know, when I was younger, it was really difficult.
Yeah, you're used to it, and I think that's great. I mean, you're making the best of a bad situation, I would say. But I'm also curious as to what that does to you mentally. How difficult has this been at times for you from that standpoint? I imagine, probably, like with a lot of things in life, some days are easier than others, I imagine.
Absolutely. There are some days where, you know, I do get depressed about it, and I do think I wish I wasn't born this way, or why couldn't I have been like everybody else? But in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's how I can inspire people, how I can motivate them and impact them, and that to me is the greatest thing that could have happened to me.
And part of the reason you're here is because they've been recognizing you, and you've been talking a lot about this, including earlier today on campus at Sandburg, right?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what you told fellow students about how they can even be motivated by you.
Well, I basically told them that, you know, yes, I was born with this disability, but I never let it get me down, and I never let it, you know, stop me from doing what I want to do. It's just, it's there, but it's not really there in my eyes.
What do you like to do?
I like watching sports, yeah, and playing video games and, you know, being at the college and hanging out with friends. And
so typical college student,
yeah,
stuff.
Basically, yeah, basically. Yeah.
There you go. And what are you studying at Sandburg?
Psychology.
What's your future goal?
I hope to become either a school psychologist or a regular psychologist because I've dealt with depression. I've been to counseling before, and I want to give that back and help people that really need it.
Well, I think that's inspiring, and that's a very admirable thing of you to try to do. That's fantastic. I want to bring in your significant other here, Kendra Stanley. By studying as a nurse, and as I mentioned, you two are engaged, right?
Yes.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
If Dr. Laura would hear, I would ask if there's a date, but that's none of my business. But thanks for coming in, too, Kendra.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you known Mike?
We've actually known each other since elementary,
yeah,
to be exact, since kindergarten. We actually were in the same class together. So since we were very little, we technically went to the same elementary for a while, mm-hmm. and then drifted apart a little bit, went to junior high for the most part, and then went to high school together. So known each other for a really long time. Didn't really connect or technically were friends all that much, but junior, senior year became really, really close. But we didn't start dating until my college year, actually, my freshman year in college.
And did you study nursing, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Did that decision, was any of that impacted by your knowledge of or friendship with Mike?
Not necessarily. Yeah. I'd say that it helped a little bit.
Sure.
I'd say more of his personality and just the way he is. I think that having a little bit of background about the situation, it definitely helped. But our senior year, he actually had to be pulled out of his senior year, I think.
Oh, wow.
Towards the end of it because of medical issues. And so that kind of put in perspective kind of like what he was dealing with. I helped him along the way while he was dealing with those medical issues.
That's great.
So from that start, that put us like really close. And from then on, I knew what we were going to get into if I was to go in that direction.
Sure.
And so it just kind of went from there.
Okay. Mike, other than being in a wheelchair, when you have, like, let's say some of these other medical conditions that cropped up in your senior year, are those things that can be exacerbated, I guess, for lack of a better term, by spina bifida? How difficult was that period of time for you?
They're not really exacerbated by spina bifida or anything, but mentally it's really draining.
I'm sure.
You know, I've spent a majority of my lifetime in and out of hospitals and doing surgeries and all this and that. And it's tough, especially being on bed rest for long periods of time. And so it's
probably
rough.
Where the depression and stuff kicks in too, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
When you're in bed rest, all you can do is think about how depressed you are.
Yeah.
So it's rough.
How many surgeries have you had, and are there more on the horizon, or are you done for now?
I've had about 10 surgeries.
Goodness.
In my lifetime. And I do have, it's looking like two possible surgeries coming up. I will find out more tomorrow, but it's looking like two more.
Well, good luck. I hope that somehow either works out one way or the other and that it's not that awful for you,
I
guess.
Thank you very much.
I don't usually say good luck and awful in the same sentence that often. But Kendra, being a nurse, if let's say somebody wants to help a friend or family member or loved one that is dealing with what Mike's dealing through, what should they keep in mind? How should they kind of, I guess, maybe go about caring for someone afflicted with spina bifida, do you think? And I imagine it's been kind of a even though you're a nurse, it's been probably a learning process for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I'd say one of the biggest things is anybody in that role, there's definitely a strain that you can still experience. So it's, you have to definitely balance it from that perspective, just because you pretty much have to put your all into that person.
Sure.
So you have to make sure that you still have to take care of yourself, because if you don't, then you get gassed out.
Yeah, I was going to say, has it been difficult for you at times in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. Just because, you know, you typically nurses, they work, you know, 12-hour shifts,
yeah.
Day shift or night shift, which I personally work night shift.
I'm sorry. I've worked mornings for years, and I don't get used to that either. But
yeah, yeah. We made that adjustment once Michael decided to go back to school.
Yeah.
So he would be able to have rides and things like that. So it would make it a little bit easier. But most definitely, you have to still take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Just because you have to still be there for that other person. And if you get gassed out, then it doesn't make for a good time.
Well, I applaud you for being able to one, still sort of have a life and have a job in that and taking care of a loved one at the same time. I don't know that I don't know too many people that would be able to juggle that. It sounds like the way you have. So I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you.
So Mike, you're looking to get a new wheelchair. Is that right?
I am.
Tell me about that.
So a couple weeks ago, I was approached about a standing wheelchair. That's about $5,000 that we're trying to raise. And it's incredible. It's changed my life. Last week, I was able to go to the gymnasium and shoot a basket standing up. And that was amazing.
Did you make it?
I did make it. I did.
Nice job.
Maybe after a few missed attempts, but hey, I made one.
You know, they're still pro basketball players that don't do that well. So,
That's right.
There you go. So you just tried out a standing wheelchair then recently?
Yes.
Other than being able to shoot a basket, what was that like?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, being able to feel that sense of normalcy, you know, and stand like everybody else is able to do, it's life-changing.
That's wonderful. Do you think it's going to be difficult to be able to try to get this and use it, or were you able to acclimate yourself to it pretty quickly?
Oh, I was able to get acclimated to it pretty quickly. Yeah, it's a little tough getting up sometimes, but I've gotten used to it, and I've gotten, you know, better with it and quicker, so it's pretty easy.
So, Kendra, when you saw Mike in the standing wheelchair for the first time, what went through your mind?
Oh, I just thought how amazing it was, and I knew how happy it would make him just because I know that was just one thing that he just always wanted to do. I know that he, before, had the opportunity to do it with, like, his walkers and his braces, but this is just a totally different ball game for him just because he can just do this freely whenever at a given moment. The braces, they're kind of a little bit more strenuous for him, kind of tie him down a little bit more. So the wheelchair actually is a little bit more free moving for him and gives him a little bit more freedom, I'd say.
Mike, I imagine braces and things like that that you've used in the past have been kind of, just from what Kendra was saying, kind of like a weight holding you down almost. Is that a fair description?
Absolutely. It's a pain to, you know, especially when you outgrow them, to get the approvals, to get them remade, and then wait for them to be made, and to wait for all of that, and then have to put them on and take them off. It's a pain.
So you're looking to raise $5,000, right, for this stand-up wheelchair. How close have you gotten so far?
So far, the GoFundMe's at a little over $2,000 right now.
That's almost halfway there. That's a good start. Mm-hmm. That's a good start. So we will link to that GoFundMe page when we post this interview shortly here on WGIL.com. That's got to be a game changer for you.
100%.
That's true. All right. I'm pretty much out of time, but let me ask you, anything else you want to add? Anything else people should know about your situation or about spina bifida, Mike or Kendra?
I think that no matter what you're going through or what disability you may have, just remember that it's what you make of it. You know, don't let that get in the way of what you want to do. If there's a dream you want to accomplish, go out there and accomplish it, and don't let anything stop you.
Very important message. Mike Martinez, you're called Big Mike. I don't usually use nicknames like that, but I figure in this case it fits because it's you're kind of a big deal these days, it seems like. So thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
And Kendra Stanley, thanks so much to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
You're a huge help, and I can't imagine that Mike would be able to do this without you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to both of you, and best of luck. And again, go to WGIL.com momentarily. We'll have the link to that GoFundMe page coming up. It's been Spina Bifida Awareness Month. And again, if you weren't aware, Mike spoke about this on campus today. And I got a lot of support already, and there's still a lot more to be had. We want to get that $5,000 sooner rather than later, that's for sure. Stay tuned. Coming up at 5:40, we will talk about the Shadows Realm Haunted House with some of the Boy Scout leaders responsible for helping make that happen. But when we come back, business news, and before that, sports on Galesburg's Evening News.